A week can be a long time in racing. This time last week, we were hearing about Scarlet Dream being scratched. And today, Mark Newnham's got a couple of genuine chances back at the races here in Sydney at Rose Hill. Morning to you, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. Morning, Ron.
Hey, Mark.
Bloody can happen, mate. Can I ask you just how Scarlet Dream is?
Yeah, she's fine. She's making a quick recovery. She just had small puncture wound there. It started to close up pretty well. And she'll spell up there for about 3 or 4 weeks and then come home.
Okay. You'd nearly have your not far off having your spring team back in work, your Nikita and...
Yeah, Nikita Jane's been back in about 10 days. Graceful Glamour's in pre-training. Got a nice horse, Deep Sea, coming back on Monday. And then a couple of those Brisbane horses, they've still got a couple more weeks in the paddock.
For sure. Blazing Miss in the first. She's a genuine filly.
Yeah, really tough on pace filly. It was just, I think, good to see her get over the line the other day, I think, as much as for our confidence as hers. And she toughed it out really well at Canterbury. Sort of what you see is what you get with her. She'll put herself probably outside minted. She'll be challenging, from the 200 home. And it always takes a decent one to get past her. And, look, you look at her form there. She first start in the race was beaten by the eventual Golden Slipper favourite. And then she ran into Tenley in a session, Castle Vecchio. So... she's had very solid form lines all the way through, but it was good to see her break a maiden the other day.
Yeah, it was. Take a good one to get past Quackerjack the way he's going at the moment. He's going great guns.
Oh, look, his form's been fantastic since we gelded him. He's always a horse of good ability, but, this preparation as a gelding, two wins and two placings, and the two placings were... the Hawkesbury Guineas, and then second at Colding, who won the Queensland Guineas last week. So hard to fold his form. 1800's a new test for him, but I thought on the backup was probably the right time to do that. Unfortunately, we've lost Josh, who's been a big part of this horse and big part of the stable really this season. But look, Jay's an accomplished jockey. He's riding in good form. He'll roll forward from that gate and then, it'll be up to Jay really to determine what happens inside him, Gresham. White Boots and a couple of other on-pace runners, Hogman A. So he'll have to work out whether he takes it up or he takes a sit. But the horse, he's adaptable, so that part doesn't really worry me. It's just about getting the horse into a nice rhythm and not firing him up.
Yeah, sweet victory, race 7. Can she race closer today?
Oh, for sure, from barrier 1. The other day it was a very quick race and she drew wide. So they just had her off the bit from the jump. She's performed well into a preparation and she certainly, this is the right time of year for her because she just doesn't enjoy the firm ground. Last preparation, the tracks were just too hard for her. She's come through that first run really well. I'd expect from that gate that, she'll race closer and she'll, should be hard to hold out.
You got two very good chances at Kembla Grange, races 5 and 8, Super Pins, Know It All Jack.
He's scratched.
Scratched, is he? Okay.
Yep. And Super Pins, he'll be a lot better suited at the 1200 today. But he just found the race a bit quick for him the other day. The format of the race has been good, so look, I'd be disappointed if he doesn't win.
I read there was supposed to be a review about stables, or what was has that happened as far as your situation is concerned?
Yeah, look, a little bit frustrating from my point of view, and I'll be careful not to say too much, but because you tend to offend the wrong people then. But last October I was given an understanding that there'd be a review of stabling at the ATC, and the chance that I might be able to move to one location, being Randwick, and for whatever reason, that didn't happen, and I'm still operating out of two stables. And look, it's not an inconvenience for the horses; it's more an inconvenience for me, and the way I train, I'm very hands on. I still like to ride. So, you know, travelling between the two is tiring on me.
It's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. Look, and you know, I leave home at 3:10 to go to Warwick Farm. It only takes half an hour to get there, but it takes, you know, sometimes up to an hour and a half to get home when you're in the peak hour traffic. Which, you know, like I say, at least look, both stables have been performing well. You know, they've both had a Group 1 winner this season. Even the other day at Doomben, you know, when we won a couple of listed races there, one was from each stable. So
put it this way, it wasn't a performance review.
No. And look, you know, that's the disappointing thing is that, you know, some of the changes that were supposed to take place and obviously didn't. So, you know, I'll just have to do my best and keep training winners and see if it doesn't change in the near future.
Beauty. Good luck.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Good luck.